Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The decision not to storm a classroom where a gunman locked himself in with students and teachers was, quote, wrong. That's now the assessment from the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety on the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers inside Robb Elementary School in Uvalde Tuesday. Colonel Stephen McCraw and other Texas officials already facing intense scrutiny for offering conflicting accounts, now facing even more criticism after McCraw revealed today that despite 911 calls from students about an active shooter, more than an hour elapsed before police confronted the shooter. McCraw says the incident commander on site, reportedly among roughly 19 officers on scene, determined at the time that it was no longer an active shooter situation, but that of a barricaded gunman.
Hey, for the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
As for the school resource officer that authorities initially said had taken a bullet, McCraw now says the officer was not at the school. A few hundred miles away in Houston, the National Rifle Association is holding its annual convention celebrating the Second Amendment. Protesters on both sides of the gun control debate are also there in large numbers. NPR's Tim Mack reports some people have opted to skip the NRA gathering, but some of the biggest names in the Republican Party are still attending.
Political influence draws politicians, right? And there's no greater example of that than the fact that former President Donald Trump will be addressing in a keynote address today the NRA's annual meeting.
NPR's Tim Mack reporting. The Pentagon says the United States continues to support Ukraine, but not with troops. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports that's despite a Russian blockade threatening world food supplies.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby called Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports the weaponization of food, which could be detrimental to famine relief in Africa and Asia. But Kirby stressed the U.S. would not directly engage the Russian Navy.
The president's been clear, we're not going to have U.S. troops fighting in Ukraine. That includes the skies over Ukraine, and that includes the potential for a naval conflict with Russia.
Kirby said international diplomatic efforts are underway to address limited grain supplies and rising food prices. He said the U.S. continues to give Ukraine training and weapons, including for coastal defense. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
A federal judge is allowing the New York Attorney General's office to continue its civil investigation against former President Donald Trump's business practices. Trump's lawsuit was dismissed today. The ruling comes a day after a New York appeals court determined that Trump must comply with the state AG's office and answer questions under oath. The Dow closes up 576 points. This is NPR. Ballots are being recounted in the Republican primary race for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. The contest between celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick coming down to less than 1,000 votes. A recount expected to be completed June 8th. The outcome is a test of the power of former President Trump's endorsement in the battleground state where he's backing Oz. It did not work that well in Georgia, where incumbents who pushed back at Trump's baseless claims of election fraud defeated Trump-backed candidates in that state's GOP primaries. Outrage is growing in Brazil over the death of a mentally ill black man who was forced into the back of a police car by officers who then released a tear gas grenade inside the vehicle. Reporter John Otis has details.
Protests broke out in the northern Brazilian city of Umbaúba after the tragedy, which occurred 2 years to the day George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis. In a video of Wednesday's incident, two police officers can be seen pushing Genivaldo de Jesus Santos into the back of their SUV. Next, Santos, who suffered from schizophrenia, can be heard screaming as white smoke emerges from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead of asphyxiation at a nearby hospital. Police said they used immobilization techniques after Santos resisted arrest, but have opened an internal investigation. His death came a day after at least 21 people died during a police raid in a Rio de Janeiro slum. John Otis, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.